Sweet viewers, welcome to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Today, we invite you to join us for an inspiring interview with Ms. Sanika Crossland, the vegan founder of the Responsible Animal Care Society, or TRACS, of Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada, a nonprofit charity that promotes the compassionate treatment of all living beings. We'll also meet some supporters of the Society's work. Let's first explore some of the Society's loving animal welfare projects. The city of Kelowna recently had a growing feral rabbit population that was causing concern in the community.
For a number of years, we've been watching as rabbit numbers have escalated in the Kelowna area, and it's got to the point where we realized that something had to be done. Some family had pet bunnies, and they let them go because they weren't able to look after them. And then one thing led to another, and over the years, the bunny population increased. The other thing that's adding to this is people, when they have realized that there are bunnies hopping around Kelowna, and maybe some of them are in park-like settings and so on, they've gone and let their own bunnies go onto the streets. And so before you know it, you have huge populations of bunnies. One of the things we're doing is teaching people about responsible stewardship over animals. You should not be letting them go. In fact, that's called abandonment and under the criminal code, and it's not allowed.
Working in conjunction with local animal sanctuaries and citizens, the Society's Caring Animal Protectors launched the Feral Rabbit Relocation Program to safeguard the hundreds of rabbits living in the city's streets and commercial areas. Backed by Kelowna residents who wish to see the rabbits happy and secure, the Society's staff has been spaying and neutering and then relocating the gentle animals.
We were wondering if you can give us a little bit of an overview about the rabbit situation here in the Kelowna area.
We launched a rescue program on March the 1st of this year. And we have to date caught at least 250 bunnies off the streets, and that's something we're working on, trying to get homes for them and placing them in sanctuary.
The Society's efforts to rehome Kelowna's hopping friends have also received support from the city government.
We've had lots and lots of communications with the city of Kelowna, and I'm happy to say that they want animals dealt with humanely and are on board with our bunny program. And we're just going to keep at it.
As you can see from the sign, the Hop Along Inn is the name of the facility here. You have now saved 250 bunnies. Can you tell us a little bit about the rescue centers and where these bunnies are going, the homes they're going to?
The vast majority of the bunnies are now in foster homes, and that is an interim measure, because when we got them off the streets, they had to be spayed and neutered. The little rabbits have to be between 4 and 5 months old before they can be spayed or neutered. We do have a ministry-approved sanctuary where they can go afterwards for a long-term solution, and the others are foster situations up until we can get them to that point. We also are looking at adopting some out to private citizens. There'll be pre-approved homes and people who can keep them and have the knowledge about rabbits to be able to care for them properly.
Wendy is a Society supporter who provides foster care to the little bunnies.
My family and I are foster families for the bunnies, and we do this for TRACS. So when the bunnies first come off the street, then they may come to a home like ours, and we look after them in the interim until they're 4 or 5 months of age, when they're spayed or neutered, and then we'll take them to the vet and feed them and care for them, and then once they're ready to go to the sanctuary, then we take them out. And then once a week we go back to the sanctuary and make sure that they're looked after and they have water and food. And
we'll now meet another volunteer, Glenna, a kind-hearted soul who loves caring for the rabbits.
We're at the facility of a person who is a genuine animal lover, Glenna, and we're also with Lucy, who is a three-legged rabbit, is that correct?
Yes, she was born with three legs, and she came to me when she was about 5 days old, so she was very tiny.
And you have about 75 rabbits here?
Yeah, and probably a few more that are still babies, so we'll see what happens with that. But yeah, about 70.
And these are all rescued rabbits from around the Kelowna area, would that be correct?
Yes. I started out with 12 females, and then they had babies, and then a few from here and there, about a month old, came. So yeah, it's they add up very quickly.
When we return after these messages, we'll learn more about the laudable work of the Responsible Animal Care Society. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. Today's show features the wonderful animal welfare work of the Responsible Animal Care Society, or TRACS, a nonprofit charity based in Kelowna, British Columbia, Canada. The society was established to promote the compassionate treatment of all living beings. Working in conjunction with animal sanctuaries and concerned Kelowna residents, the Society's caring animal protectors conduct programs to inform people about and promote the rights of animals. One of the Society's programs addresses the needs of wild animals in the wake of disasters such as forest fires or earthquakes.
Can you tell us a little bit about your program, FAWN?
FAWN stands for Fire Affected Wildlife Needs, and this came to be when there was a devastating fire a number of years ago in Kelowna, and so the surrounding hills were totally burnt to a crisp, and there was very little food for the wild animals. And we did start taking pelleted food up there for deer and helping them along a little bit. And it was a community-assisted a project where people found out what we were doing, and they would contribute bags of food and donations of money so that we could buy food. And it was really quite wonderful, the response that we got.
Among its many gallant initiatives, the Society stands firmly against the use of animals for entertainment, in particular, wild and exotic animals in circuses and roadside zoos. In 1999, the organization was instrumental in securing a citywide ban on such operations, which in 2003 was extended to the areas around Kelowna. The 2003 revision to the law also made it illegal to own, breed, or sell certain species of exotic animals. The Responsible Animal Care Society is more than happy to assist concerned citizens from other cities who wish to enact similar bans on animal entertainment.
With the traveling shows and the roadside zoos and things like that, the animals are kept in close confinement in cages. Transport is always a problem. They're traveling in the heat and that type of thing, and again, cramped quarters, and it certainly isn't a natural life for animals at all.
The Society also sponsors school farm tours during which students meet and befriend animals such as Crimson the chicken.
Crimson is one of the chickens who have been seen by many students. We have a team of trained humane educators under School District 23, and teachers can take advantage of this program by having their classes come out to look at the animals and perhaps interact with some of them. And we have spoken with kindergarten classes all the way up to university, and it's a very valuable situation where children can see that the animals are sentient beings, and really quite wonderful. And the children have gone away very excited when they've come here. We've also gone into classrooms right from kindergarten to university level and given slideshows and things like that.
Oh, that's wonderful. Is Crimson here one of your rescuees?
Yes, Crimson, along with other chickens, was rescued. She's a rescued egg layer. She's now 10 years old, and she's had a life here.
The Society is also working to ensure the welfare of feral cats in the Kelowna area.
Can you tell us a little bit about how you assist our feline friends?
there are lots and lots of feral cats in Kelowna, and we are developing a spay-neuter program to help them. We have already done some of that, and we want to expand it a bit further. We've been studying Calgary's initiatives. There is a No More Homeless Pets campaign there, and we would very much like to do the same in Kelowna and the surrounding area. We feel that these little ones deserve a life, and spay-neuter certainly helps.
The Society has nobly adopted a 100% no-kill policy for all the animals under its care.
We'd have a no-kill policy. We feel that every effort should be made to salvage these lives of animals. And I think when the effort is made, it's amazing how things do come together. It's a positive attitude rather than the negative one of let's put the animals down. And we're very fortunate that right now in Kelowna, in the Okanagan Valley, that the SPCA is basically a no-kill shelter. And I'm certainly encouraging that, you know, for other communities as well.
We would like to convey our heartfelt thanks to Seneca Crossland, the Responsible Animal Care Society staff, and the caring citizens of Kelowna for their compassionate, humane efforts to protect and save the lives of animals in their area. May heaven continue to bless their wonderful work. Benevolent viewers, it's been a pleasure having you with us today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Coming up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May inspiration always flow from our hearts.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW